You're here today, and when you're here, we talk both CT Computer Services and Marex, but we want to start with Marex and get some information out that about your business over there, just down a few blocks from where we're situated on East 4th.
Just down 4th Street.
So you got some menu additions that you've kind of mentioned here recently, and the big news is starting just this past Monday. You are going to be open on Mondays, right?
We are open on Mondays at Marex now.
Yeah, a lot of people want to chew the cut on a Monday morning or, a Monday brunch or whatever the case may be about the happenings on the weekend. They don't want to wait till Tuesday to do it, so now they can use Marex as a meet location then, huh?
They have that opportunity now. Yeah, we started this last Monday with the initial opening on Monday, and it went very, very well. We had a good crowd, and I think people have been asking me about it ever since I bought Marex almost 2 years ago, and I finally decided to give her a shot, and we'll see what happens, but love to have people out on Mondays.
You've got the staff to be able to do that and not overwork everyone, so
yeah,
that works out.
We're blessed with a full staff and a wonderful staff, so we invite people to come out on Mondays or any day of the week.
That's, they probably like the opportunity, some of them, to earn a few more, add a little bit more to their paycheck, too. So.
That's correct, yeah. My employees my employees are happy, too, so everybody's happy.
That's good. What do you want to highlight on the menu? I was looking at over here, and you got some specialty sandwiches, signature burgers, sandwiches, and lots of good stuff. And I know you've talked about spicing things up a little bit by request.
Yeah, our big sandwich we've added recently that is really going over well is our Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And this isn't your run-of-the-mill Philly cheesesteak. This is the real McCoy. These are made like they do in Philadelphia.
You went to Philly and stopped in at authentic places and say, how do you do this,
I've had the real McCoy. And so, yeah, we're getting the authentic Philly Amoroso rolls that they use out on the East Coast, and we're using good ribeye, chopped ribeye steak. I mean, we're doing it right.
Wow.
And we've got nothing but very positive reviews on it. So
I'm salivating. Ribeye steak.
You can't go wrong with steak. This is a beef steak.
Love it.
So,
you mentioned about the cheese last time, I believe, when you brought that sandwich up. They actually use cheese whiz?
That is the historic cheese on a default Philly cheesesteak sandwich in Philadelphia. Is cheese whiz.
I mean, you can always request what your favorite is,
correct.
Basically. But
we have Swiss.
That's
American.
The default. If you don't have a preference, they're going to. Cheese whiz on there,
You can get whatever cheese you want on there, American, Swiss, pepper jack, but the true Philly has cheese whiz, good old-fashioned cheese whiz. So
interesting.
But we leave it up to them. They can have it the way
they
want.
So you've got a stockpile. You've got a cheese whiz corner, no doubt, right?
We've got a lot of cheese whiz.
Are they selling really, really good?
They're selling fantastic,
yeah.
Actually. We have them on special on Mondays now, since we're open Monday. That's one of our daily specials on Monday is the Philly cheesesteak and our homemade meatloaf. And then we also have the Philly on special on Fridays. So we call that our Philly Friday.
Okay.
So a little play on words. So
good.
But yeah, it's going over fantastic. If you haven't tried it yet, you really need to try it.
I'm gonna stop sometime and get myself a cheesesteak for sure.
Okay, well, I'd look forward to seeing you. Yeah, I know you had breakfast, you said, a while back.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. Yeah, my wife and I stopped by and enjoyed that. And but the Philly cheesesteak gets me going there. I mean, I love those things, too.
It's one of my favorite sandwiches. So.
Amoroso, you said Amoroso roll?
Yeah, they're a hearty
I don't know that I've ever
roll.
Had that.
Yeah, it's kind of an Amish Pennsylvania-type roll. It's a hearty. It really stands up to moisture well. It's got a good thickness to it, but they're crisp on the outside and soft on the inside.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Really a unique roll.
Okay.
So, but that's what they use out there, and of course, there's a Philly cheesesteak shop on every other corner. They're like Subways,
Yeah, right.
In Philadelphia, they have Philly cheesesteak sandwich shops every two blocks. So.
Yeah.
But we're proud of that. Also, this Friday, first Friday of every month, we do what we call Free Pie Friday. And if you come in on Friday between 2 and 8 p.m., you can get a free slice of pie. We have 8 different pies to select from with any purchase. So a cup of coffee, a soda, get a free slice of pie. If you want to buy the ice cream and get the pie free, you can do that.
Okay. Just
any purchase, you get that slice of pie free. And we think we have a lot of really tasty pies.
Good. So free pie give us Friday. An example. What kind of pies can people expect?
Well, strawberry rhubarb is one of my favorite. Okay. The Dutch apple's excellent. I mean, they're all excellent. Okay. They're all delicious, no matter what
cherry,
you taste.
Cherry, probably.
Peach, cherry, okay. Blueberry. I mean, we have just about it. Something for everybody.
Okay.
Our southern pecan pie is fantastic.
Oh, so, now you got me going, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a tremendous selection, and on Friday you can try it for free. So,
okay.
Free Pie Friday.
All right. Anything else you want to highlight from Merrick's?
Well, we all know the big game's coming up, and so we are now taking pre-orders for the big game for bone-in wings. And we have
those are pretty popular.
On
the big game
on
day.
On the big game day. Gotta be careful. Big game day, I can't remember how many wings they say they sell nationwide. It's hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions, so, yes.
We are going to offer 50 bone-in wings for $50. So
$50.
Buck a wing, basically. We ask that people give us a call in advance for best service. I mean, if you happen to come up on Sunday morning and think about it, that's fine. We'll still take your order. But if you can pre-order, that would really help us out.
Pre-orders will get priority on that.
It'll help, help get the wings to you faster, just more efficiently. And people just need to tell us how many wings they want, 50, mm-hmm. 100, 150, whatever increment they want, the sauces they want, and what time they intend on mm-hmm. picking them up.
What kind of sauces do you have to choose from?
Oh, boy. Medium, mild, medium, hot. We have a sauce we call sweet and tangy. We've got mango habanero. We've got garlic parmesan, sweet Thai chili, Korean barbecue.
Wow.
A little bit of everything. We've got a couple different dry rubs, one of them being local rub, Baldridge.
Huh.
So Baldridge rub and our special Merrick seasoning. So pretty much a sauce or a rub for everybody.
See, I'd be like, so. I want to, you know, give me one of each, basically, you know, or two of each, you know.
Yeah.
I want to try different ones, kind of like that.
And what we ask is on the 50 wings, you can get up to four different sauces or rubs. So,
okay.
And if you get 100 wings, then you can try all 8 sauces.
Oh, so
that's
okay.
The way the math works.
All right. So. Well, then you have to narrow it down to 4 if you're only getting 50.
50, then. That'll help us out from a production standpoint. But if they can call the store, 532-8200, if they want to pre-order, that would be wonderful. Or just stop by and order some wings.
All right. And your hours at Merrick's are?
7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Now,
7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's right.
All right, great. And then anything with CT Computer Services you want to mention?
Well, really just one thing. I'm getting a lot of questions lately at the computer shop about scam calls and scam emails. They're getting very rampant, Corey, and I just advise
if you don't recognize it, don't click on anything, basically. If it looks suspicious, it probably is a scam. Just delete it, right?
It's probably nefarious, yes. And
I've gotten the habit of that. Don't take the bait. I mean, it's all bait. It looks like it might be something enticing. I had a couple within the last week that say that they're I just need to click on a link to get money, and those are the ones that are you're kind of like, oh yeah, I'd love to win, you know, $2,500, you know, we've got this money for you. And it's just like, don't do it. They'll hose it up and you'll be spending a lot of money to take care of it.
When it comes to those links and those emails, just do what Nancy Reagan said and just say no.
Just say no.
Don't click
the same link. Same advice she gave her drugs. Applies to this. Yeah.
If you click on that link, you're asking for trouble. That's when the infections hit your computer and all heck breaks loose.
Well, it could just hose up your whole hard drive, basically.
It can. There are some nasty ones ones out there. Yeah. But also look out for phone calls where they'll say, hey, we got a warrant for your arrest. You need to go to this website and click here and do this and do that, and we need this information. It's all bogus.
Yeah.
If there's a warrant out for you, trust me, they're not going to do it on a phone call. They're
if it's anybody that it looks like it's legit, but yet comes through an email, you what you can do is, like, if it's bank related and they seem to know, you know, your bank and all that, call your bank before you do anything, because they usually don't communicate. Since they don't want you to communicate any sensitive information via email or over the phone.
That's correct.
Call your bank to check it out and say, did you send this? And usually you're going to find out no.
Yes. I've talked to the people at the bank, and they say, we won't call people regarding things of that nature. We will
have them come in.
Have them come in, or they can call us, and they can communicate that way. But they have to verify that you are who you say you are as well.
Right.
So there's security there. Also, I've heard phone calls come in, or actually emails come in, where people say they owe a toll from passing through a certain area. And sometimes you might have passed through that area and you, oh, maybe I did go through it. Don't, again.
I had that happen a few years ago when I went to Denver too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember taking a toll road or anything, but maybe I did and I was unaware of it or something.
I mean, if you did keep track of that, so you know that that's legit, because some of them are legit. Because I've done that too, where you bypass Denver and you have to pay the toll. But just be suspicious and be on the alert. You know, protection on your computer is only going to carry you so far if you if your actions are not wise. So just be suspicious, and like you said, call the source if you're unsure. If it's a credit card company or they say calling, call your credit card company and get verification that way. So.
Yep. And then back up everything is what you mentioned last time that we need to reiterate, too. It's just, I mean, if you can just set aside a time every day, even. I mean, if you're using your computer a lot, you need to back it up every day, basically, because otherwise, if something infects your computer, there's no guarantee you're going to be able to get it back. So.
That's correct. And back up your backups, because backups can fail as well. And there are a lot of online backup options you can do. We have some, if you stop in and talk to us at the computer shop at 905 South Willow, we can tell you some options for automatic backups, so you don't even have to think about it. Because what happens is people forget. People get busy, and, oh, I meant to back it up, but I didn't. Now I'm out 30 days information.
So I have an external hard drive that I back up the stuff that I want or stuff that I want to save and to transfer it from the my computer here and just have it so I can transport it and plug it in anywhere and know it's there.
Yeah.
You're saying I should back up my external hard drive that I put stuff on?
I would have two forms of backup and rotate between the two.
Okay.
In case one medium
goes bad. So what should I use for
a
second backup?
Just another external hard drive.
Or
a large thumb drive.
Okay.
As long as it's big enough to hold all of your information.
So you're saying there's a risk with even an external, then that could get hosed up if it's what you're plugging into is infected?
Those can get corrupt as well.
Okay.
So I always say have
you're scaring me, Bob.
Well, that's
you're
my
scaring
job.
Me.
I scare
I never thought of that. I thought all he needs is thing and back just everything I want, save, and I'm guaranteed it's going to be there when I plug it in. But
well, you can never have too many backups. You're not going to get in trouble by having too many backups, but it's just sad when a customer brings me their computer and they think they have a backup and they don't, and you've lost all that data. It's heartbreaking. So,
yeah. I mean, whether it's, you know, like vital information or maybe it's just, you know, you doing spreadsheets and things that you want to do, you know.
And it's a small business.
Whatever it is, you hate to throw away work that you've done, you know.
Absolutely. But if you're a small business and you lose your data, you're out of business.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pretty data much. Is the most critical part of your business.
Pretty much.
So that we don't take chances with that.
So you deal with, I mean, is small businesses kind of your specialty then, working with them? And
Correct.
Strengthening their protection?
Correct.
Always better to get the protection ahead of time and spend the money for putting up that fortress around your system rather than come in after the fact and say, well, I was thinking about that, but I didn't get it done, and now this happened. And
that's correct. Plan, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. You know, there's a lot of cliches when it comes to that, but it's so true.
Yep. And the address again for CT?
905 South Willow. Okay. They can call us at 534-3628.
Okay.
We can answer your questions. You can stop by, either one.
And they have on your website, too, there's a little box that pops up. They can, if you have a question, you can chat online with somebody. Is that true?
They can send us questions.
They can send you a question.
Text, and then usually if they leave us a contact number, we can call them and answer
their
question.
Leave a contact number.
Correct.
And get back. It's not live chat or anything.
Correct.
Where you go back
Correct.
And forth. But they can submit a question, and if it's not urgent. But I would imagine most people would want to do it live and direct and get the answer right away. So
they do.
Stop in or call.
I've come to realize that all emergencies are urgent.
Sure. Anything technology wise usually is. I need that fixed yesterday.
Technology is great when it works.
Yeah.
So,
and
it's not perfect.
You know, it does most of the time, but when it doesn't, it can be a pain in the.
And that's where we come in. So.
For sure. Did you give your phone number?
534-3628.
3628.
CT Computers.
Okay.
And Merrick's, of course, 532-8200. Or stop by East 4th.
Okay.
1220 East 4th, just down the road from here.
So we mentioned the big game. Who's going to win Sunday?
I don't know. I haven't really dissected it. I guess the Seattle Seahawks are favored, I guess.
They're favored.
But
I haven't even looked at the line. I assumed they were going to be favored because they've been more dominant in their wins lately.
But. I think they're favored, but you never know with a game like that. So,
are you going to watch it? Do you care?
I probably will. Yeah. If I'm not too busy making wings, you know.
Right. You got to make wings.
If I'm making wings, I'll do that. But if I have time, I will. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great. That'll be the next thing. You need to get some monitors. You know, get some big screens up there. That'll keep people.
I've been asked
that'll
that.
that'll draw people in. All right, Bob Alberry's been our guest this morning with CT Computer Services and Merrick's Ranch House. We appreciate you stopping by. We'll do her again in a couple weeks. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Corey. Okay. Have a great day.
All right.